Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
What's up, fam? Welcome back to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. I hope everything in your life is whoa, really good. Today, I have one of my special friends on the podcast. She has walked with me in a lot of different seasons of my life. She's poured into me, and she's also a boss lady. It is Shelly Giglio. If you don't know Shelly, her husband's Louis Giglio. They lead Passion City Church. And hey, just a little mention, Passion is coming up right around the corner. And if you want to kick your New Year off in the very best way, then you better go get your ticket to Passion right now. And I am going to be speaking. So be there with us to celebrate the new year. And today, let's interview Shelly and let's get to know a little bit more of the backstory on how Passion even started. Fam, I am so excited for today. I know I say that a lot, but for real this time, because one of my very favorite people in real life, real time, is Shelly Giglio.
Oh, and how about you being my favorite people?
Listen, it's just a mutual feeling. We said it on your podcast. I'll say it on mine. I'll say it to the people in the streets. You just are. I mean, me and Christian love you and Louie and just y'all's leadership. We love who you are as people. We love anytime we get to hang out with y'all.
Thank you,
I love
Sadie.
When I'm dancing down the street and you roll down the window in your car
and
scream
yell at
me.
At the top of my lungs at you. Yes, it was
amazing.
A good moment for sure.
It's amazing. And I love how intertwined our lives have become.
Yeah.
To be honest, like years ago, whenever y'all were at Winter Jam and y'all asked me to speak at Passion, I didn't know that our friendship was actually going to develop into something so much more than just being able to speak at your church, which is really crazy. And I tell this story all the time. Y'all's ask in that and y'all just trusting what God was going to do through me is what started me even being able to speak and preach and have the confidence, and not only confidence, but also the pursuit to want to dive into Jesus and say, God, if you're not in this, I can't do this.
Right.
And so y'all have just been hugely influential in my life.
Thank you, Sadie.
I'm really excited.
I love every moment of that because it just feels like as an older generation person, as somebody who's a little bit ahead of you, the chance to just look back and reach back and say to you, there's gifting on your life. And more than gifting, there's a calling on your life. And you can certainly do a lot of different things in life and be good. But you can only obey God and be complete.
That's so good.
That's the only way that you're going to actually have the obedience is what brings the completion in our life.
Wow.
And it was obvious to Louis and me that God had a calling on your life. And I just wanted to be one of the proponents of you following and obeying God to whatever the conclusion
good.
Is.
Yeah.
And what I love is that we don't know how it's written yet.
Right.
Your life is just getting started in so many ways, but God has so much promise over it.
Right.
And so to me, it's like it's been the greatest joy just to see you come to life in that. And then to watch you take bold steps of obedience.
Yeah.
Where you really do want to follow God above everything else.
Yeah.
And that part of you and Christian just ignites hope in all of us.
Aww.
Seeing younger generation people who believe in God that much is life-giving.
Thank you.
Thank you for being that person to
that
us.
That means the world. Well, thanks for saying that. And thanks for leading the charge. I mean, it's awesome for Christian and I both to see y'all so far ahead of us and get to have a sense of direction to follow. And it's just so encouraging.
Kind of God.
Yeah. Kindness.
It is.
So I got to get to the question I ask everybody, which this is kind of funny to ask you. I feel like you're the prime example of why we even wanted to start this podcast. So the whole idea,
for real.
Because the whole idea was we want to ask people who give the world so much good advice, what their best piece of advice they were given was.
Wow.
And I was thinking about who are these influential people? And you are certainly one of those people. I mean, you've done it for me in my life, but you also have your podcast with The Grove. You have that whole thing with The Grove, which is a huge thing. You and Louis lead together. I mean, you're putting out a lot of amazing content to the world. You're influencing the music world and industry. So you give a lot of advice. You steer people in a lot of direction. You inspire a lot of people. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E .com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
But who was influential in your life, and what was a piece of advice they gave you that was like a really good piece of advice?
Well, I don't know if this is the best piece of advice because that feels like a real high pressure question.
I know. I'm like, I didn't think about how hard.
But I just had the best conversation in a car with a driver that was just bringing me here.
It's awesome.
And you know how you just don't know in life where God's going to send you in a given day?
Yeah.
But you, when you're walking with the Spirit of God, you realize that you look up sometimes and you're standing right in those moments.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in the car in the back seat, looking at my phone, thinking I was taking a ride from the airport to here. Mm. But actually, God had intended my life with this driver for something more.
Wow.
And so I'm sitting in the back seat, and I finally, over time, ask him about his family, and he mentions that he has two daughters. And he was talking about what a treasure they are to him. Mm. And he's like, we fight, we disagree. They're grown. They should know better. But I love them. And I was able to speak so much life to him in those moments because I had a dad in my life that believed in me, who spoke life over me and who said to me, I believe you can do anything and I believe you'll be the very best at it.
Wow.
And I wasn't smart enough to know that wasn't true.
Mm.
I really don't know if I could fully believe it, but I wasn't smart enough to fight with him over it.
Wow.
And so I took it on to my life and I started to live as though I did have that kind of possibility.
Wow.
And the truth is, my dad is human. He's failed many times. He would admittedly say I've done the wrong thing a lot of times. But my perfect heavenly father, the one that doesn't fail, God, has the same kind of intentionality over our life today.
Wow.
And so I think the best piece of advice I've ever gotten or has been spoken over me is that your life is intended for so much more than you can even think or imagine. That God is not limited by the character that we display or don't display.
Yeah.
He's not limited by the occasions that we obey or don't obey.
Right.
He's actually forwarding and propelling our life onto something that's so much more than we could ever even see or think about or imagine. If I tried to dream up my life in my wildest imagination, I couldn't.
Wow.
And that's not because I'm gifted, but because God is faithful. And so he's speaking that over our lives today.
Yeah.
And some of us had earthly dads who also spoke it. I benefited in life that way. You did too. But a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
But the truth is today that their Heavenly Father is speaking that truth over their life. And it is the best advice they'll ever receive.
Wow.
So
okay.
I just want to say
before this, I said this would be the best podcast ever. And that, no, that's gold. And honestly, like, what's really cool, and this is what I found every single time I've asked this question to somebody, when you ask what's the best piece of advice you've been given, and then people say it, it's always what you see in them already because it's the advice that they took on and they lived out. And I love how you said, like, you can be the very best at it. And there's one thing that I feel every time at Passion from your whole team. They're the best. I mean, they treat you they above and beyond. And they take the idea that like, how God sees us, like it's so much above anything we could think of, as for a dream of, imagine all of those things. And you believe that. And then you also love people in that way. And so they believe I can do that. And they show you a sense of that when they're around you or whenever you're around your church. It's like, wow, you went above and beyond to make me feel loved. And y'all are the very best at what y'all do. And it's not like you said, it's not like y'all are perfect. There's no pressure to be perfect, but y'all love above and beyond. And it's cool that you were inspired to do that, and you've done that, and you've influenced in that way. And I think, just like Shelly said, maybe not everybody's had that dad, but even that's why we have this podcast, for somebody like Shelly to share that advice with you and you to say, whoa, that's good. I'm going to take that and I'm going to receive that word, because like she said, your heavenly dad would say it to every single one of you.
Yeah. And just read the word, you know, because the word is full of it.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people say, well, I don't have the better word over my life. I didn't have that opportunity, but you do.
Yeah.
It's probably on your nightstand.
Yeah.
So why don't you grab it and start taking on board what God says is true about you. And then all of a sudden you've bypassed maybe the circumstances of your life at that point, and you're receiving from a greater good. And I believe God's speaking all the time that over our lives. And it just helps when we tune into it.
That is so great. You have it, grab it, read it. That's great. So I love what you said. You're like, if I looked at my life, I couldn't have imagined what God would have done.
Truly.
And so, you know, we have Passion 2020 coming up soon.
I'm excited.
Soon. And I'm so excited. For those of you who don't know about Passion, it's New Year's Eve, y'all. It's going to be amazing. Go to passionconferences.com, learn all about it, or just look at any of our Instagrams. You'll see all about it.
Yeah, we do talk about it quite a bit.
Because we're excited.
We are so excited.
But I want to backtrack and talk about how you and Louie even started Passion. When did y'all start it and why?
Okay, now I'm totally going to answer that question, but first I'm going to tell you.
I was like, yes.
That Passion 2020... it kind of blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because A, it's the first time we've really been over New Year's Eve. And Passion's been around for a long time, 20 something years, and we've seen God do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But we've never really launched into the year together. And I try to explain to people what it's like to stand in those places with that many people and to celebrate the one who's worthy of celebration, Jesus. And for it to not be about any person, anybody on a stage. It doesn't matter. All that is so insignificant in that moment.
So
and you don't understand it until you walk into it.
So true.
But you know, this is the start of the 20s. And obviously I'm old, but I'm not that old. So I haven't lived through the 20s. This is my first 20s. I know that's shocking to some of you listening, but the roaring 20s. I mean, that's what we think about when we think about history. In the roaring 20s, and this is what Louis says so well, he's talking about it being a time of jazz music being born, and people wearing flapper dresses and dancing and coming home from war and having children and being in a family together. And all of a sudden, it was just such a good time until the end of the 20s. But that was a time that was about us.
Mm-hmm.
I believe these 20s are going to be different.
Yeah.
Because I think this time what's going to be roaring is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
Come on.
And when he roars, everything on earth changes.
Wow.
And you know, God talks about in scripture, he talks about how the end will come. And there's so many theories. I see people all the time saying, oh, I can notice this and I'm noticing the end is coming. Well, he says it's going to be like a thief in the night. Mm-hmm. So we probably aren't going to recognize when it is.
Right.
But I do know that one of the prerequisites of it is that scripture gets translated into every language.
Mm-hmm.
And at the point that scripture gets to reach, the truth gets to come to every person on earth.
Right.
Then Jesus says, I can complete earth's task and I can redeem it and I can make it whole.
Wow.
And until that happens, I won't. But you know what? We're in. In the time period where we can translate scripture to every person on the planet, and every person in every language and tribe can have the opportunity to know of the love of God.
Amazing.
And so the roaring 20s are important.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't simply about us gathering and saying God is great and we need that quote crutch in our life.
Mm-hmm.
This is about us banding together for the sake of the gospel coming to every person on earth. By God's grace, that will happen over these next 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
And I am there for it.
I am showing up. I am here for
it. My heart full and ready to rejoice in that. So how did we start?
Amazing.
I don't know. I can't even think about how we started. I'm just thinking about where we are right now.
And I'm
going
like,
crazy.
Cool with that, because that's incredible. I mean, I want to stand in that room. I know. I just want to echo everything you said, because it really is that. It's not about anybody that's standing on that stage. It's not about anything but your relationship with Jesus. And you might think, how can you have that much of a personal moment with Jesus with 50,000 people in the room? Oh, you can, because he's all around. He's who everybody's lifting up.
Well, even what I love about you, Sadie, is, you know, I've been around you for years now, mostly in times that you weren't on stages.
True.
You've come to Passion for years. You've sat nearby. I've seen you there. Mm-hmm. I've been able to hang out with you some there. But you came to receive, not to necessarily stand and deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, God, I always say, but God. Mm-hmm. I mean, he the whole but time God. Had his eye on you.
It's crazy.
And he knew that he was preparing in you a message that would go to the whole world. And that message is going to come through you at Passion 2020. And I just want to thank God for that.
It's amazing.
I want to thank God that he didn't put you up there too soon.
Praise
that
God.
That he gave you a message that was worth saying and that his people could hear and respond to.
Praise
and
God.
That nobody is going to sit in that audience and say, yay, Sadie.
No.
We're going to say, yay, God.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest gift to think that you're going to be in that moment
That's
with us.
Amazing.
So thank you. I love you for doing that.
Thank you. I love y'all. And I mean, I love y'all for trusting God to ask me because, yeah, when I started going to Passion, I would have never thought that I would be speaking at Passion. But I think for me, being at Passion and finding God at Passion and receiving, to me, at Passion, the start of every year, it literally would give me my word for the year. It would give me like, it was my download from heaven to send me off for the year. It filled me with the passion I was going to have for Jesus.
Same.
So yeah, I'm excited. I feel like God has shaped words in me for this passion that I've actually heard at Passion, which is amazing. So I'm excited. But the cool thing is like, I think about my life and earlier I was asked a question today, who's somebody that's super influential to me? And I was kind of talking to them about how like, Billy Graham is really influential to me. I've been watching like so many sermons from him because I just look at his life and what he did and how many years he did it. And I said, in that same realm, I look at Louis and Shelley because of what they do, how many years they've done it, how pure hearted they are. And then I look at my life because I'm 22 and I do really Passion started 97, which is the year I was born.
Yeah.
Which is really, really, really cool to me because I think back and it's like, the year I was born is the year you and Louis were like, we're going to do this thing, you know? And I think about things I've started that, you know, are really small now, but I'm like, God, I want to be doing this in 22 years. Like, I hope that one day there's a 22-year-old sitting across from me that I'm like, the year you're born, look what God can do in your life. And like, just inspired that I can keep going. And so a form of inspiration you and Louis have showed me is just the years y'all put in.
That's one choice at a time too.
Yeah.
You know,
I was going to ask you about that.
It doesn't add up into big doses. It adds up by small choices and you tether your life to God and then God takes you places.
That's great.
And so, you know, the key, and I hear people say this a lot, but I think I understand it. The older I get, the clearer it becomes that I keep my eyes focused on Jesus and what Jesus does, I do.
That's great.
That's what I want to do. Now, do I fail at that? Sure. I'm human. I'm guessing everyone listening to this is. We don't do it all right. But I think our hearts are that that's what we want to be about.
That's great.
And, you know, Jesus said about his father, I watch what my father does and I listen to what he says and I do what he does and I say what he says. And I want my life to be as simple as that.
So good.
I honestly want to tether my life to God and I want to go where he goes and I want to say what he says. And I don't want to add all of my commentary on it, all the things I think about all the things, because honestly, no one really is going to benefit from that. But his word is true and it's real and it's life-giving and everyone can benefit from that. So I just want to be the kind of person that does that. And I think that's what I see in you so much is that somebody who doesn't have it all figured out, doesn't know where the path's going to take you, at times can be nervous about what that looks like, uncomfortable, stretched in a place of trying to believe but not fully understanding. I've watched you go through all those days in your 22 years, and yet I understand how God has tethered to you as much as you're tethered to him. And he is so committed to your life, just like he is to the people listening, and he will be faithful to himself. So there's no better alignment to have than an alignment with God. He's the only one that's going to come through in the end. The only one. I just want to be standing there when all that transpires.
That's so good. You know, honestly, I know we could talk for hours and we do talk for hours.
Yes, we do.
Like literally,
if people only knew.
If people only knew, like Christian and I got to stay with Louis and Shelley recently and Louis did our wedding. So we got really close in this time. We literally talked for hours. But in this moment, I just want to end it with that because I think it's so powerful. I mean, I know this is going to be a podcast people listen to in one car ride. And I know a lot of you listening are my age. And so, you know, just from a mentor looking at me, I want it to be like a mentor for y'all. You know, she's seen me go through many anxious nights, many times where I just wasn't sure if I had what it took, many times where all of these things, but yet she continued to bring me back to God. Yeah. It's not about you, Sadie. It's but God.
Yes, it.
But God, but God, but God. And so, y'all, I hope y'all are so encouraged. You can't be around Shelly and not be inspired and not be encouraged. So, Shelly, thank you so much.
Love
You're
to be in
the
here.
Best.
You are the best.
A treat for y'all today. Okay, so normally, you know, we call mom for this segment or mom's in the house, so I just talk to mom. But as many of you know, I just got married, and so I live in a new house with a new person. And so Christian Huff, my husband, is in the house for some good and bad advice.
He's in the house.
What's up, hubby?
Hey.
Literally sitting in our house doing this podcast. And so what I'm going to do, we took this to Instagram, to the Whoa, That's Good podcast page, and we said, what is some of the best and worst piece of marriage advice you guys have? And some of them went both ways. And I thought, you know what? This would be a great way to test our, you know, 2-week marriage and see what advice you think is good and might be some that I think is bad. Okay?
That's good.
All right.
Let's do it.
Good or bad advice? Get a dog.
Good advice. I think that that's good advice for one of two reasons. One, dogs are awesome and super cute. And two, they're a good security system.
Okay, you've thought about that. You've been preparing
that.
Your answer. Okay, we see. If you ask me good or bad advice, I would actually say bad advice.
Oh, come on.
No, because dogs are a lot of work and
that's
we're newlyweds. Like we're having some fun. That's like having a baby, you know?
Yeah, except it's just fluffy.
That's true. Okay. That is true. Compromise. We'll see. Compromise. If you see us with a dog on Instagram, then that means we decided it was good advice. All right. Happy wife, happy life.
We've been married 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that is the truest statement that I've heard.
Yeah.
That's great advice.
That is good.
That
whoever
is
said
really
that
good advice.
Was a happy man.
Happy
Let
man.
Me say, okay, this is important to know your answer. Tell your spouse to calm down during a fight.
I just don't think that's good advice.
Oh, terrible.
Terrible.
Why do you
advice.
Have to think? If you say calm down, that means crank it up, baby.
Crank it up.
That's not good. That's not what Jesus would
do.
He would have turned the other cheek.
Especially because when the other person says calm down, they're not being calm when they're saying to calm down.
That's true. It never goes well.
Never.
Don't ever say calm down. And if they do say calm down, don't really crank it up. Terrible advice. Have grace. Give them a little kiss. Okay. I like this. No serious combos until you both have had coffee. I'm going to turn this one upside down on its head.
Turn
okay, before he answers. Okay,
turn
here's the thing. So we both believe, and yes, there are some things, this is a controversial question, because there are some things that might linger in life, but the Bible says, don't go to bed angry at another believer. And I think that's been marriage advice. Even my great-grandpa, before he passed away, I remember he told me, whenever you're married one day, don't go to bed angry at the person beside you that you love. And I think that's such good advice.
Yeah,
I think
it's
biblical. I think it is something that a lot of people have seen a lot of fruit from. That doesn't mean you might not have a similar discussion that you had the day before and things might carry on, but don't be mad at the person that you love who's laying in bed beside you. And so I think that kind of goes into the whole don't have a serious conversation before coffee, because totally should not have a serious conversation before coffee. But hopefully we resolved it the night before and we don't have to.
That is so true. That is so true.
And you know me, before my coffee, it's just.
Yeah, before you have your coffee, you're talking in like a cute voice and it takes you a while
I
to
have
get
like
going
opposite effect.
Before you get coffee.
It's not like most people are like are mad before they have coffee or like short tempered or something. That's not at all. I'm just like loopy. Like
You're
I would
loopy.
Be like so like good morning, blah blah blah, like talking to a baby, and then all of a sudden I'm like have my coffee and I'm like, okay, I'm a normal person ready to get into the day.
That's so true.
Well, babe, I think that was pretty good advice.
I think that's really good advice.
I think we turned the bad to good. Wait, what is it? The grass ain't always green on the other side. It's green where you water it. - Justin Bieber.
You got issues, baby. True, true.
But I'd rather work on them with you than go ahead and start with someone new as long as you love me. All right, we out.
We out.
Thank you so much.
much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. I have so much fun doing this. I hope y'all have fun listening. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at LegitSadieRob and follow the podcast at Whoa, That's Good podcast. Head on over to liveoriginal.com to see when I'm in a city near you, or visit Live Original blog on our online store, which carries my exclusive Words by Sadie Robb line. Also, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave comments so we can hear what you're loving. Also, want to give a special shout out to my audio engineer, Marcus DePaula, the whole team at United Talent Agency, and my Live Original team. You guys are awesome. And hey, so are all of you too. Thanks so much for listening.